With about $52 million in annual sales, onions are big business for farmers in New York, which accounts for about 97% of the onion production in the Northeast and is the sixth biggest producer in the country, according to the Cornell Cooperative Extension. To boost the industry, the State Department of Agriculture and Markets operates an onion research and development program, which was the subject of a December referendum, where onion farmers got to decide the fate of the state initiative moving forward. To discuss the marketing program and onion farming more broadly, we're joined by Paul Ruskevich, an onion grower in the Black Dirt region of Orange County. Welcome to the show, Paul.
Thanks for having me.
So can you tell us a little bit about the scope and history of your onion operation, Paul?
I'm a fourth-generation grower here in Orange County, currently work in partnership with my father, who's semi-retired but still active in the business. And currently we're growing about 70 acres of onions. We also do some squash and pumpkins and some corn and soybeans. That's changed throughout the years. I know previously when my uncle was in the business with three of us, at one point I think we grew 250 acres of onions.
How many onions does that produce in any given year?
We'll produce anywhere from 800 to 1,050 pound bags of onions per acre here in the Black Dirt in Orange County. So.
And what kind of onions are you growing?
We grow basically a standard yellow cooking onion that you find in the stores. We don't grow the Vidalia, the sweet onions. We grow more primarily the yellow cooking onion.
And you mentioned that you're the fourth generation in your family that's doing this. What was the attraction for you? Because I have to imagine that for some young people growing up in what might be the family business, there might be a natural feeling to push back and push away and try something else.
Yeah, well, it's obviously it's something I grew up with. My father, actually, before returning to the farm, he was in the military for I think 21 years, and then when he retired, moved back to the farm, and I was about, 5 years old. So, I grew up with it, and I went to college. When I decided to go to college, I was interested in pursuing agriculture. My father was pretty adamant that I get a good education, including a strong business education as well. So I started off at SUNY Cobleskill for 2 years. I majored in ag engineering. I was, more interested in mechanical aspects of the industry. And then after 2 years there, I transferred to Cornell and got a bachelor's degree in plant science, majored in vegetable production, and then stayed another 2 years for a master's degree in farm management. After that point, decided to return to the farm full-time and join my father and my uncle, and been there ever since.
Well, I want to turn our attention now to the Onion Research and Development Program, which is one of a handful of industry-funded state programs designed to promote a specific sector of New York's agriculture economy, in this case, onions. What do you think of the program, which you and your fellow onion farmers around the state fund?
I think it's a great program. Basically, it's a marketing order program where we all pay into the fund. We're assessed on a per-acre basis, and that money is used to fund research projects to look at some of the issues facing the industry, and particularly with disease and pest issues that we have. So that money goes towards research to look at those issues and developing control strategies.
So, from your perspective, I have to imagine then that you feel like there's a benefit to pooling resources to get research done that I imagine an individual farmer probably doesn't have the resources to use, but by chipping in can still take advantage of whatever is uncovered through ongoing research.
Yeah, absolutely. There's always new pests coming around and new diseases, new insects that we have to deal with. And in order to be able to deal with those, you need to have constant research going on. So a lot of the researchers there at Cornell University and other institutions are, constantly looking at, not only the new pests coming out, but new control strategies. Because I know with you know, some insects and some diseases, you know, they tend to develop resistance to, you know, certain chemicals. So there's always a need to look at new control strategies and, you know, new products, new tools that are available to combat these issues.
There's a similar marketing program that goes on for dairy as well as other issues, but we highlighted dairy recently on the show. And a big component of the investment that farmers make for the dairy industry is promotional efforts, advertising to, you know, ensure the sale of milk and other dairy products. So is that something that's part of this initiative as well? Are there Onion advertisements that I'm either subliminally or overtly aware of?
Not so much with onions. I mean, you know, the onion we grow is very similar to, you know, onions grown in, you know, Michigan or Canada. It's basically, you know, like I mentioned before, standard yellow cooking onion. So the onion program is, you know, I think there is a small component for promotion, but I think, you know, the majority of it goes to research.
The fate of the program was up for a vote in December. How did you end up voting in the referendum?
I voted in favor for it. I think it's a good program, definitely needs to continue. So I know every 6 years they have to, you know, put that referendum out to the growers to enable to continue the program.
Are there any onion farmers who don't want to continue the investment that you're aware of? Are there some people who think I'd rather keep the portion of funding that I spend toward this and figure out my
own way? Not that I know of. I think, you know, in general, most growers feel that, you know, what you pay into it is very well worth the, you know, the work that gets done. And the other thing I wanted to mention, too, is, you know, in addition to providing money to fund this research, you know, when there's other opportunities for grants and stuff like that, it's always beneficial, you know, from the perspective that, you know, the industry, you know, has some skin in the game, so to speak. So, you know, to some respect, we can leverage that money for, you know, other state or federal grants as they might become available.
So I want to pivot to another important question, which is the state official vegetable. And I don't believe we have a current official vegetable, but there have been pushes in the past to make sweet corn the official vegetable, as well as efforts to make the onion the official vegetable. I have to imagine you think the onion should be the state vegetable. So can you make the pitch to me for why onions should be New York's official vegetable?
Well, I think, you know, there are quite a few onions grown here in New York State. We have several major growing areas. You know, we have down here in Orange County. We also have up in Oswego County and out in Alba, New York. So I think you mentioned before, we're, I think, currently fifth or sixth in national production. So it is, you know, a major, we are a major producing area in the country. And, you know, onions are a great vegetable. They're very nutritious. They're high in antioxidants. An onion actually has more vitamin C than an orange. Not that, you know, people are going to replace orange juice with onion in breakfast. But
what's your favorite way, then, to consume an onion?
Lots of different ways. I like, you know, cooked onions on hamburgers. I always have a slice of raw onion. You know, steak, mushroom, and onion go great. That's some of my favorite ways. Onion rings, of course.
Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. We've been speaking with Paul Ruskevich. He's a fourth-generation onion grower in Orange County. Paul, thank you so much for making the time, and good luck in the future.
All right. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by Destiny USA. Shopping, dining, and entertainment all in one location. For more information, go to www.destinyusa.com.